This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to Nirvana Sisters Podcast, where we take the intimidation out of well-being and beauty to help you achieve your highest state, your Nirvana. We are sisters-in-law and your hosts. I'm Amy Sherman.
And I'm Katie Chandler. So let's get into some real conversation. Welcome back to the show, Nirvana Sisters family. It is Katie and Amy. This episode is exciting. So we're going to give you a product junkies episode, but it's very specific and it's something that Amy's been talking about for a long time. And she's been testing these products for a year. So we have some really good reviews and feedback. And this is our special eye episode. We are going to be, she's covering lash serums, fake eyelashes, just a lot of things for the eyes. So I'm super excited to hear about it. It's all her today. She's going to educate me as we educate you. So what's up, Amy? Hi.
Hi. Thank you. I feel like I'm
going
to read this. It's so weird. So yeah, I've mentioned it in a couple of our shows that I wanted to do an eye episode because I've been testing a lot of different eyelash extensions over the last year and other eye products that I wanted to talk about that I think would be helpful for our listeners. And it all started about a year ago. I went to a wedding and I've always wanted to do eyelash extensions and I had never tried them before. And a friend of mine had really good ones. I was like, where'd you go? I got them done. I immediately was obsessed. They looked so much better, especially for me because I'm fair and I have very light eyelashes. So I can't go out of the house without wearing mascara or else I look totally washed out. So anyway, I got these extensions on and they only last like 2 weeks, but they made such a big difference. A, I didn't feel like I had to wear any makeup practically because at least it looked like I had mascara on all the time. I didn't have to take off my mascara, which we've talked about a million times, which I hate doing because I'm constantly rubbing my eyes and it's irritating. And I just loved it. It like gave me more confidence. I really just loved it. So for like, I don't know, 6 months or so, I was going to get eyelash extensions every 2 weeks. Such a pain. And then what happens is if you don't get them filled every 2 weeks, like they start falling out and then it looks crazy and like you can't really put mascara on. And I was like, there's got to be a better way to do this. This is just so annoying. And I don't have time because the only thing is when you do get them done, you're sitting in the chair for like an hour or two and you can't, I mean, I listen to podcasts, but you're just sitting there and it can be relaxing, but every 2 weeks, it's just not realistic. Like no one has the time to do this. So I started seeing all these things online about eyelash extensions that you can do at home. The only ones I had done at home before were the ones that we've done where it's just like, you know, the band on top with like the glue that you just do, which I've done a million times in the past and they last like a night and they're fine. I just never think they look as good. So I don't know if our audience has heard, but there's all these lashes now that go under the eye. So those are what I have tested over the last year. So I started with the extensions and then I was like, there's got to be a better way. And then I started experimenting with all of these at-home DIY eyelashes. So I have a few different versions. I have kind of a high, medium, low, and they're all good for different ways. And the first one I'm going to review, and just a heads up for listeners, I'm getting into the minutiae. So if you're into this stuff, I think you're really going to like it. But the first one is called Lashify. And I have this box because I bought their kind of starter kit, which I've used, and then I've bought the refills. And Lashify is the originator of this. I think they have the patent on this type of technology, which is it's little lashes. So it's not a full lash like if you were going to do, you know, the band on top that you always see people doing, like makeup artists, and you just take off the whole thing. These are individual lashes, so I'll show you. I mean, these are all like practically gone, but I'll show you this one. So see how it's kind of on the circle? The whole circle was full, okay? But it's, I'm not going to take this one off. I'll take this one off. They're individual
lashes. But like
lashes,
a clump.
So
there's like four in a clump.
Yeah. Yeah, like there's one little lash, okay? The cool thing is, so you probably need, depending on your eye, like four or five of these little pieces of lash. But the cool thing is you can kind of customize it. So some people just want to put a little lash like at the end of their eye just to kind of give it a little pop. You can do that. Or you can do your whole eye, which I do. There's a lot of different ways to use, but this makes it more flexible. So Lashify specifically comes with, You can either buy just the lashes if you have your own glue and things like that. I would recommend, if you're doing it for your first time at home, just buying the kit, because the kit comes with the bonder. So this is called Whisper Light Flexible Bond, and it's basically like a mascara, and it's black, and you put it on, and it's kind of like glue. It's kind of like tacky. And then you wait like a minute, okay? And then you put on the lash. And there's definitely a learning curve. It took me a couple times to perfect it, but now I can do it really easily. But you do have to be pretty committed. But I'm committed because it makes my life easier when I have these on. And if I can like go to the office, I don't have to put on makeup. Like, it's great. So you put the glue on like mascara, and then you literally take, they have this kind of tweezer thing. And I'll talk about the tweezers too, because another brand, I like the tweezers better. But they have this little tweezer thing. Mm-hmm. See this? And then you just put it, I'm not doing it now, but you just put it under your lash and it just stays.
So on the lash line, but under your eyelashes as opposed to on top, which is what the traditional ones have always been.
Correct. And that's why it looks more natural, because those ones on the top, you can always see that little black band. It looks like you're wearing eyeliner. This just goes right under your eyelash, but it doesn't hit that like water line.
Oh, okay.
What is that called?
It doesn't, right where your eyelash meets your eye. It doesn't actually hit that.
No, you just place it at the bottom of your eyelash. Yeah, so I don't know if you can see, I have ones on now, but see how it's just here, and you literally
and just it stays. Place them. It works because of the mascara glue.
It just sticks.
The mascara glue is genius.
Exactly. The mascara glue, and this whole invention is genius because, like, and I think only these kind of lashes work this way. I don't think you could take any lash and do this. Like, sometimes, you know, you see those wispies that you can buy and just glue at the end. I don't think those would work. I think there's like something on the bottom of these like wisps that somehow are like sticky and connect to the glue. So that's the step. You basically put on the glue, you put on the lash. Again, it takes some practice. You need to use the tweezer, and then you kind of just move them over. You know, you do like four or five and that's it. Then you give it like a minute, and then you put on what they call, this one specifically is called this one's called glass, but there's another one from another brand I'll tell you about. And it's just like a kind of like a clear, it's not mascara, but it's kind of like a serum, and you just kind of put it on over just to kind of seal it in. And
do you have to wait a little bit to put that sealer on, or do you do it right after you apply them?
I usually wait a little bit just to kind of like let it dry. I forgot the main step, or one of the steps. You do the glue, you do the lash, and then you take this tweezer. This is specifically for Lashify, but you could do this for any of these kind of lashes. And you
clamp it together.
Press.
I was wondering about that.
You clamp it together. Yeah, sorry. I forgot that important piece. So you clamp it together. So that kind of like makes the lash and the glue like stick together. You could also just do it with your fingers. And you just kind of do that for 1 second, and then it like stays. It's crazy and it looks so good. And then you can put on that serum, you know, a little bit after once it dries. Sometimes I put on right away. Sometimes I wait a half an hour. It just depends. And depending on how you take care of it, it could last anywhere from like 2 days to like
a week. Wow.
It really just depends. Yeah. So if you clean them every day, so Lashify also has other things, like they have a cleanser that you could just put on like a spoolie and go like this every day with it, you know, just comb it through your lashes, and it just keeps them clean, and that tends to make it last longer. If you don't take care of it much, it'll probably fall off easier. It just kind of depends. But they do last a couple days. I mean, I've had them last up to a week. The reason why I like Lashify is because they have so many different types of lashes. And once you sort of get into it, you start understanding which ones you like better. But like, I don't know if you can see these, like this is one version. It's like the extreme, blah, blah, blah. And they're a little bit
like a little more dramatic.
Like longer, a little bit more dramatic. Or you can have like ones like this, which I don't know if you can see, but they're a little like wispier.
So you can go more natural or more glam, pretty much, depending on your
exactly.
look.
Exactly. And then the other things are like the different lengths. Like this is a really short one. This is 10. So like I tend to use the more natural lengths, which are like 10, 11, 12, like anything in that range, just for our listener, is like super natural looking. Anything above that, once you get into like 12 is okay. That's like pretty much the longest I go, but you could do 13, 14, then it's like super long, but I don't have like huge eyes, so it doesn't look as good. So the cool thing about Lashify is that they all come in these like little, you know, oval type things with, there's probably like, I don't know, maybe two sets or something in each of these. And these are $25. And the reason why I like these, like I was saying, is the quality is very nice. They look very natural. They feel like good. They're made really well. And there's all these different styles, all these different lengths so you can mix and match. And I'm not an expert in this at all, but if you look online, and this is how I learned to do it, there's a million videos to show you exactly how to do it, like ranging from beginner to advanced. So some of the advanced videos are like people are taking lashes and then they're putting like another lash, they call it like stacking. They put another lash on top of it. Mm-hmm. So it's super like thick and dramatic. So there's all these like really cool looks you can do if you're into it. I mean, I'm just doing it for like basic, but there's a lot of different looks you can do and you can customize it. And so sometimes I'll put like something dramatic on the end, but then something more natural over here. So you just can kind of play with it once you get comfortable. So that's Lashify. Like I said, the lashes are $25. And then the kit, the starter kit, was $125, but it comes with like the wand that clamps the lashes. It comes with lashes. It comes with all the stuff you need, like the glue, the serum, the...
Yeah, all the stuff. So wait, stuff. Can you reuse them or do you just have to throw them away after you've worn them?
I throw them away. You can reuse them. I've seen people online who take theirs out and they clean them with alcohol and they reuse them. I just don't because... I don't know. I should try. I think I tried it once and I couldn't get it to work. There's probably definitely a way to reuse them and I probably should do that. But I don't know if I wear them enough because I have a couple other brands too that I've been experimenting with. But it would definitely be more economical to just reuse them. And there's definitely a way
to do that. But it comes with a lot.
And the cool thing about Lashify.
It looks like there's a, yeah.
It comes with a lot. And the cool thing about Lashify too is there's so many videos and so much education. There's like a million YouTube shorts and like a great Instagram channel. And like if you're into it, like I am, like I said, you get into the minutia of all this stuff, you can like figure out how to do it and teach yourself how to do it. So that's Lashify and I really like it a lot and been, yeah, wearing a lot of these. So I'll like usually save these if like, I don't know, I have an event or these are like my nicer ones. Then I have another brand which... I don't know if you've seen online, but this one's called Head Candy. And these are a more affordable option. And this I saw all over TikTok, but this is a little bit different. It's actually the same technique, which is great. I don't know if you can see these lashes, but it comes in a different way. So it comes in a big palette. And this one that I got has size 10, 12, and 14 or something. So you can mix and match within the palette, which makes it nice. And you can kind of make your own looks. So this one is $43 for the whole set. And the cool thing about this is they have this you really don't have to think about. I think the Lashify one can be a little bit intimidating because there's all these different styles and all these different looks. And it's hard to know like what you want, what looks good. This Head Candy brand is like a lash system. And essentially they have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They basically have like 5 or 6 versions. And this one, I believe, yeah, this one's called Smoke Show Silvana. And it's just, it's more of like, it's not dramatic. I'd say more of like a volume look. But then they have another one called Everyday Ellie. I have those two. I haven't tried them yet. And the lashes are a little bit less thick, a little bit smaller, more natural looking. And so it kind of takes the guesswork out of it. So you just buy those and then you just use the different sizes based on where you're putting it on your eye and you're good to go. And the same thing here. So this one comes with three. I mean, you have to buy these separately, but like the three things that you need. I forgot to mention in Lashify, which has this too, there's also a remover. So if you want to take them off and you don't want them to just naturally fall off, you can just use a remover, which is basically like an oil and you put it on and it just comes off with like a washcloth. Super easy. So with this cluster lash system, you can also get this set, which is $12. And it has the glue, it has the serum, and it has the remover. The funny thing is I've used this a lot with the Lashify lashes because this glue sometimes is a little bit better. It's a little bit stronger. So I tend to like this glue better, but I kind of mix and match and play with it. The Lashify also, not to overcomplicate it, but they have the glue that you put on your eye. They also have another thing. It came with my kit, so I've been using it, but you certainly don't need it. It's like another glue that's like a lighter glue that's like a white, and you can put that directly underneath your lashes to give you like a guide, which is helpful, especially in the beginning. but that also comes with the Lash Fi kit. But this one, I think these are just as good, and I've been using these two, like, mix and match, just depending on.
And what's the name of that one? That's the Head Candy. You like the Head Candy Blue the most with the Lashify lashes so far.
Yeah. But again, I mix and match. The other thing that I found that makes the lashes stay longer is if you clean your lashes before you put these on. So you use, I like the Lashify cleaner, actually. You just clean your eyes, make sure they're dry after you clean them, and then you do the glue. So both good options. I think the Lashify, you can make a look a little bit more natural because they have all the different styles, whereas the Head Candy, it's like you pick one style and you sort of just can style it up based on the different sizes. I mean, you could mix and match if you got different palettes, which I have, but I haven't really tried that yet. So those are really good and the most affordable and, like, easy to travel with, and you just throw them on. And those are the first ones I tried before I tried the Lashify. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And it was like, as soon as I put them on, they were so easy. And I was like, this is great. And then I wanted to try the Lashify just to, like, you know, zhuzh it up. But the Lashify is, like, a little bit more complex, yeah. I would say. But once you get used to it, it's fine. So that's those two. Love those. And then the third option is... what I tried because I saw it online and I ended up not really loving it, but it's kind of a fun option if you need lashes for the night. So these are the Kiss brand, and they're called Impress Press-On Falsies Eyelash Clusters. So this takes it even an easier step, and these are literally like stickers. You don't need glue. You don't need the tweezer. You don't need anything. They're just, here, this one's off the thing, so I'll just show you. They're just the clusters, and you can just stick them underneath your eye, like I was showing you before,
and
they just stay. And you just
that's kind of, like, I know they don't last for very long, yeah, though.
They last for the night.
That's up my alley. I feel like I could get into that.
Yeah, it's super easy. I think they look good. The problem with these is they're only one length. You can't, and I don't even know what length these are, but they're the ones that I bought two different styles. So again, they have two different styles. Like, this one's probably a little bit more dramatic, and maybe this one's more natural, but they're long. They're not, you can't really customize the size. And for, like, my eyes, I can't wear these long lashes. Like, they look really bad. So I put them on and they're fine. They're good for, like, a night event when, you know, you want to do a more of a dramatic look, but I wouldn't wear these during the day. But they're super easy and, like, you know, last for the night, and they're fun. I'm sure they'll start coming out with more, maybe shorter sizes. But yeah, they're all the same length. They just have a few different sizes. And that actually, I think they're 20. Let me see. Yeah, these are $19.99.
And you literally, like, press them onto, like, your eyelashes and boom.
Yeah, like it says on the box, just press and go. You just put, it's the same method. You just stick them on, and then it comes with this little tweezer, which is such a, you know, knockoff of the nice one. And you put them on and you just do this and press them in. So those are great if you don't want the mess, if you don't want a deal. It takes like 2 seconds and you're done. The other ones take a little bit more time, but once you really learn how to do it, it probably takes 5 minutes. That's how much long it takes me now, but it used to take me longer when I didn't know how to do it. The other thing I forgot to mention is this Head Candy one comes with tweezers that I happen to like better. They're more of like traditional regular tweezers, so you don't necessarily have to buy it, but I didn't have any, just regular tweezers. And for me, I find these easier to work with. So I just do the lash, you know, do this, you need a close-up mirror and just do it. And to me, this is easier than, like, that other one. The other one just is, like, too big for my hands. But it's really just preference and learning what you like. But anyway, I think you should experiment.
I'm going
with them
to. Because they're really fun. I'm going to try the simple press-on ones just because I feel like for a night out. So my lashes have grown so much from that serum that I people ask me if I have fake eyelashes now.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's incredible. The other thing about the Head Candy ones, which they recently came out with, which I also bought and I'm wearing today, they have brown ones. So nice. I've been wearing the brown ones a lot because they're, again, more natural. Like, these are black and they're really pretty. But, you know, when you're fair, sometimes when you wear the black, it's so dramatic. The brown just kind of, like, looks even more natural. It really doesn't look like I'm wearing. Like, these, you can kind of tell I'm wearing a lash extension. Who cares? But the brown ones, I think, are pretty, like...
Yeah, it looks very natural, but it's like, very natural. And speaking of brown, I just, like, a sidebar. I only use brown eyeliner for that exact reason, because the black is, like, too harsh and it doesn't look natural. So I'm obsessed with the new brown eyeliner that maybe I'll review in next Product Junkies.
Yeah. Okay, good. So those are the glue type extensions that go under the eye that I highly recommend. Super natural, really easy, pretty, and you don't have to wear mascara. So I haven't worn mascara in forever. I do take them off sometimes and I have a break for a few weeks and then I wear mascara and it's fine, but it's just good to have the option. So speaking of serums, because you were just talking about serums, when I wear the lashes, or even when I'm not wearing the lashes, I started doing, because I noticed when I did the real extensions that my eyelashes, once I got them off, they were much shorter than they used to be, which is another reason I wanted to stop doing the lashes. These do not damage your lashes. I have used them for like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 months, and my eyelashes have been fine. The other ones I think are just like, you know, they're really glued in. So I think they
mess up your eyelashes. And you can lose eyelashes from it too. So, I had a friend that told me her lashes were falling.
Yeah. Yeah. But these Lashify, et cetera, they do not do any of that, which is fabulous. But what I've been doing while I'm using these lashes at night is I put on a lash serum, and I tested a few different versions, and I know you have one that you love. But the one that I love is called Therese and Honor Enhancing Eyelash and Brow Serum. It's from Amazon. It's supposedly all natural. It's $22. The reason why I like this is because it doesn't contain an ingredient called prostaglandin. I don't know if I'm even saying it right. P-R-O-S-T-A-G-L-A-N-D-I-N. I had read that that specific ingredient, which is in most lash serums, can make the under eye dark.
Interesting.
If you're using these lash serums a lot. So I was using Grande Lash, which, you know, everybody uses and loves. And I did like it. I used it for probably a month and it did grow my eyelashes. But then I started reading, or maybe seeing on TikTok, about this ingredient, prostaglandin, whatever this is, that it can do that to under your eyes. And I was like, okay, I definitely don't want that. And then I had seen that this Therese and Honor was one that didn't have it. And I read the ingredients and it didn't have it. And it says it doesn't have it. And I think Vegamore is another one that doesn't have that. So I tried this one. And ever since I tried this one, like, I've loved it. My eyelashes have gotten so long and my brows have grown like crazy. And so I've been really happy with this one. And it's funny, when I'm not wearing my lashes and I put on mascara, they're so long. And like, people have said to me the same thing, like, oh, I didn't realize you, because I asked my mom, I was like, does it look like I'm wearing lashes? She's like, oh yeah, I thought you were. I go, no, that's my lashes. I've been using the serum. So it's nice. Actually really cool. Yeah, look, it's probably in yours because it's in most of them. And I don't know if you've seen that, because if you haven't seen it, then it's probably, you know, it's probably fine for you. But I just didn't want to
right now, so I'm very curious.
Deal with that if I didn't need to.
I mean, yeah.
Yours is called
Scoralash. It says it's a vegan eyelash serum. That's like the first thing that comes up.
Oh. Okay, so that I highly recommend, and I use that with my lashes, and it's like, it's so good. It's really grown my eyelashes and my eyebrows a ton. Okay, so I have two more products, and these are more just like eye treatment type things. So this, again, is like another going into my,
Okay, so what is it? Is it, it starts with a P? How do you say?
Yeah, prostaglandin, P-R-O-S-T-A-G-L-A-N-D-A-N.
Nope, not in Scoralash.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Okay, great. So Scoralash, Vegamore, and this Therese and Honor, none of them have it, which is good. But if you guys have lash serums, you should look for that ingredient, because it's not supposed to be great. Now talking about eye treatment. So this one that I've been trying over the last month or so, it's going into my holy grail category. So remember how in our last Product Junkies, I talk about that eye oil that's good, like if you just kind of want to freshen your eyes. Yeah, so this product is something you put on before you do anything else. And this is called the brand is Kores, K-O-R-R-E-S. It's called the Greek Yogurt Wide Awake Eye Gel. So it's like an eye gel serum. And it has caffeine in it. I think that's the only ingredient. And it's for, you know, depuffing your eyes. It's so good. See this?
Yeah, a little,
it's
like roller.
Has this silver ball. You know, I love a roller. Literally feels amazing. And you just kind of do this around your eyes. I Michaela, you know, on TikTok reviewed this one. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, I have to try that. It feels so good and it really works well in the morning. So I just lather it up in the morning. First of all, it feels really good, especially now with like allergies.
Yeah, it looks like it would be relaxing.
Yeah. So you could just use this on your own just to debuff the eyes. But what we could also do is put this on and then put on one of those, like, you know, eye patches or whatever if you're really puffy. And then it, like, it's like a double and it just sinks in. But anyway, this is so good. So I've been using this in the morning, and then I'll put on, you know, one of my favorites. Like, I do that color corrector or something over it. And it's just like, it also is good too, because it's almost like a serum. So it's not as, like, slippery as cream. So it just kind of, like, makes your under eye moisturized too. So I love this. And it's really cold and it feels so good. It's really good for makeup prep. It's called Kores, I think is the brand. K-O-R-R-E-S. And it's called the Greek Yogurt Wide Awake Eye Gel. I bought it on Ulta. It's $29.
Nice,
$29. So yeah. So I think, like, between this and the oil from last time, it's like, such good eye products. I'm loving it. And then the last thing is, I found a new concealer, which is really good. It's called Lawless. I don't know if you've seen this. This is called Lawless. The brand is spelled L-A-W-L-E-S-S, Lawless. And this one's called Conceal the Deal Lightweight Full Coverage Concealer with Caffeine. There we go, caffeine again. The reason why I like this is, like, I never wear a full coverage concealer because it's always too thick. It doesn't feel good. Like, even that e.l.f. one that you reviewed, I have that and I like it, but it gets cakey on me. But maybe with some of these gels, it wouldn't. It just doesn't work for me. This one's great because it really does feel like skincare. And like they said, it's lightweight, but it's full coverage. So it's, like, really creamy,
yeah, I like that,
and really moisturizing. Like, it doesn't feel like a concealer, and it's so good under the eyes. Like, you literally need, like, the tiniest dot, and then you can just kind of, like, you know, rub it out.
That's,
or, you
how
know, like, use a
Kosas
brush.
Is it's have so you ever good. Used Kosas concealer?
You know, I tried Kosas once and I returned it because I thought it was very dry.
Oh, I wonder if you maybe had a different one than I have. The ones that I have are very, very creamy and moisturizing.
I know. And everybody says that about the Kosas ones, but I tried it and for some reason it, like, didn't react well with my skin. It, like, I put it on and it got, like,
it's interesting,
you know, those dry patches. But that was also before I was using, like, these, like, serums under my eyes. So maybe it's different now. But anyway, I love this one, this Lawless. And it has, like, tons of different colors. It's $26.
Nice.
It's a great one.
I have a really quick little eye hack that you just reminded me of. For those of my girls out there that use the La Roche-Posay Toluene face cream, it says on there that it's safe for eyes, and I have been out of eye cream, and there's one that I really like that I wanted to get, and it's been like on back order. It's an Ole Hendrickson one. So I've been using my La Roche around my eyes, and it's honestly, it is just as nice as a nice eye cream. Like, it's moisturizing.
Oh.
It's very, it's like, it's just like the right finish and the right texture for around your eyes. So it's a good thing to have.
That's a face moisturizer.
Yeah, it's a face moisturizer, and you just use it around your eyes if you need to, which is good in a pinch.
Nice. Great. Yeah. Love that. So I think that's all. I could go on and on with other eye products, but those are my reviews for the day. Just the eyelash extensions were my big one because I'd been testing it for so long, and then the other ones are really good add-ons.
Yeah.
So hope this was helpful for all of our listeners going into the summer and wanting to have a natural, no makeup
look. Totally. And I like that
there
you're not
you
doing the eyelash extensions anymore, because I feel like you were going to, like, kill your eyelashes, which I think if people do that repeatedly over and over and over again, it'll do that. So these are great alternative options. I love it. I can't wait to try them. Nice. All right. Well, that was a great eye episode, and I loved, like, interviewing you.
Bye. Thanks, Katie.
Thanks for listening to Nirvana Sisters. For more information on this episode, check out the show notes, please subscribe, and leave us a review. Also, find us on Instagram at Nirvana Sisters. If you loved what you just listened to or know someone that would, please share it and tag us. Tune in next week for a fresh new episode of Nirvana Sisters. We'll continue to watch out for all things wellness so you don't have to. Bye.